any stretch of the imagination, but I've had, in spending some of the experiences we've had, the first time Dr. Noye taught us that Waddle Achi, I got so excited that I went for my nose, popped my eye, and popped my contact out. So I had to go running out to the car to pop that back in. So, but over the weekend, for some reason, I went to work at the clinic, and I started thinking about that red flag and red accent. Words started coming. And I, like I say, I do not write poetry. This is the first. But, so I wrote one. And it's somewhat of a cowboy poem, so I'm going to borrow my troop guide's hat here. Yeah, if you can, that's great. All right, so, win all you can. Now, I ain't much of a poet, as if you didn't know it, and I ain't much of a cowboy, since I have no drawl to show it. But it's time to tell my side of the tale, when on a cool September night, I came to Woodbash to win all you can, and the following fright and plight. I'd been ordained a beaver, and our bunch is a pleasant lot, but how was I supposed to know they had another plot? When the time came to play the game, I alone held the axe and the bead. I didn't quite get all the rules, but I trusted my patrol's lead. The game began with a simple choice to throw the axe or the bead, and I threw a red axe and another yet, and the beavers took the lead. I sensed some tension in the room, so we met in the back to discuss. I returned to report, we're throwing the bead. That way there won't be a fuss. It worked for one round, and there was a sound of peace throughout the room. But then I turned to my chaplain's aide, and I sensed the pit of doom. The next round came, and hot as a flame, the beavers were a-flying, but my moral advisor said, throw the axe and stick it in the back while they're dying. So I threw that red axe high, and I felt a gasp of air as 70 men much bigger than me began to give the glare. The bobwhites stopped a-cooing, and the eagles were a-glaring. The foxes were in silent shock, and the rest were all just staring. I turned around and pleaded, you see, they made me do it. It really isn't all my fault, but by then I knew I blew it. The chaplain's aide was smiling, and the troop guide was a-laughing. I had to repeat the scout law, and in church I became the lesson. But it didn't take long to know I was wrong, since others would see me and curse. Repentance comes to every man, so I wrote another verse. I used to be a beaver, and a good old beaver too, but now I've thrown the red axe, I don't know what to do. I've got some welts and bruises, and I can beaver no more, so I'm going to join the Bobwhites if I can.